Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair for joining us at Qalam this blessed night in Ramadan. We appreciate your presence, and we are happy you're able to join us for another recitation of another juz of the Quran tonight, inshallah ta'ala. Tonight's program, of course, is brought to you by Qalam. Trying to bring you as many programs as we can throughout the month so that we understand that community is still here, even though we aren't able to be at our masajid. This program is also brought to you and sponsored by, as well, Helping Hand, who they do amazing work with relief and development around the world. And so remember to support all the nonprofits that need your help at this time. And also remember to support Qalam so that we can continue to do what we do and bring these programs to you, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, I'm very excited about tonight, alhamdulillah. I have with me a beloved friend and student of mine, Malik Nahas from Chicago, who is currently a student in Qalam Seminary program, alhamdulillah. He memorized the Quran in Chicago under Sheikh Ahmed al-Sheikhi, and he's currently in the seminary program. If he passes all his exams, inshallah, we'll see, inshallah. So far, mashallah, Malik has been an amazing student at Qalam, alhamdulillah. When he's done with Qalam, his intention is to go on to dental school, inshallah ta'ala. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of his righteous intentions and make it easy for him, inshallah ta'ala. Malik, jazakallah khair for joining us.
Oh, yeah, Sheikh.
I can't hear you.
Bismillah, wa iyyak, Sheikh.
MashaAllah. Thank you for joining us. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, without further ado, I know we're all here to listen to the beautiful Quran. And so, let's begin, inshallah ta'ala, inshallah. Just a heads up, guys. Yesterday, we were one page short of the juz. So, if you're following along, inshallah ta'ala, please, 1 second. I'm just trying to share the screen. The Quran will be shared. One moment, inshallah. But we're starting one page before the juz, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, we're starting from verse 87, correct? Ahmed, Malik?
Yes,
okay. All right. Bismillah, nabda, inshallah ta'ala.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Radu bi an yakunu ma'al khawalifi wa tubi'a ala qulubihim fahum la yafqahun. Lakin ar-rasul wal-ladhina amanu ma'ahu jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتُ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وجاء المعذرون من الأعراب ليؤذن لهم وقعد الذين كذبوا الله ورسوله سيصيب الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون إنما السبيل على الذين يستأذنونك وهم أغنياء رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يعلمون.
Brothers and sisters, Surah Toba, a large portion of it deals with the battle of Tabuk, which was a major battle in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was also a very significant turning point in which the true colors of belief came out regarding different people who lived in Medina. A large part of this battle of Tabuk deals with a group of people who showed Islam on the outward, but truly didn't believe on the inner. And we talked about them. They were the munafiqeen or the hypocrites. A lot of this surah will actually deal with them. Right now, I want us to look at verse number 92. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us how important intention is, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you really want to do something, but you can't do it. The means aren't there. The ability is not there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us in verse 92. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse 92 about a group of people. These were sincere believers. They wanted more than anything to go with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this journey to prove that they believed. Now, Tabuk was very far. Narrations say that Imam Razi, he says that it would have taken two mounts, two rides were needed to reach Tabuk. And due to the difficulty and the intense heat at that time, many people who weren't sincere just said, yo, I'm good. I'm not going to be going on this journey. But there were some people who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't have the means to go. So they went to him and they asked him, do you have a ride for us? And Allah says, أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ They came to you asking for a ride. قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ You said to them, I don't have another ride. We don't have any more. تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيذُ مِنَ الدَّمْ Those people turned around, walking away. Picture them turning around, walking away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيذُ مِنَ الدَّمْ Their eyes are crying. Why? حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ Out of grief and sadness that they don't have the money to sacrifice for the sake of deen. It's a powerful verse reminding us that Allah looks at your intention and what is truly in your heart. And that's what really matters, inshallah ta'ala. Go ahead, Shaykh.
يعتذرون إليكم إذا رجعتم إليهم قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم فأعرضوا عنهم إنهم رجس ومأواهم جهنم جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون يحلفون لكم لترضوا عنهم فإن ترضوا عنهم فإن الله لا يرضى عن القوم الفاسقين الأعراب أشد كفرا ونفاقا وأجدر ألا يعلموا حدود ما أنزل الله ما أنزل الله على رسوله والله عليم حكيم ومن الأعراب من يتخذ ما ينفق مغرما ويتربص بكم الدوائر عليهم دائرة السوء والله سميع عليم ومن الأعراب من يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ويتخذ ما ينفق قربات عند الله وصلوات الرسول ألا إنها قربة لهم سيدخلهم الله في رحمته إن الله غفور رحيم
Brothers and sisters, there's two things I want to highlight from this page that we just recited. The first verse that this juz begins with is يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ When the Prophet ﷺ came back from Tabuk, the situation was such that many of those who didn't come, the munafiqeen, they started to come to see him. And he knew they didn't come. They knew they didn't go for the journey. And so now they have to do what they have to do. And they start bringing excuses. We couldn't go because of this reason. I couldn't go because of this reason. I really wanted to go, but this and that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, كُلَّا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكُمْ. Don't bring your excuses. We don't believe them. قَدْ نَبَّأَنَا اللَّهُ. Allah has told us about your reality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. They're going to come swearing, Wallahi, I couldn't go because my mother was sick. Wallahi, this is the reason. The fact of the matter is that wasn't the reason. لِتَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ. So that you'll be happy with them. Allah says, فَإِن تَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ. If you're happy, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah is not happy with them. And lastly, brothers and sisters on this page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about perspective. The things that we sacrifice for the deen, how do we see those? Do we see them as a tax or do we see them as an opportunity? Well, verses 98 and 99 say there are two categories. There's one set of people, whenever they have to spend, whenever they have to strive, whenever they have to do something for the deen, they look at it like a tax, like a burden. Why do we have to do this, man? And then there's other people, subhanAllah, Allah says, يَتَّخِذُوا مَا يُنْفِقُوا قُرُبَاتِ. They look at what they spend as an opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Ala innaha qurbatun lakum." See, for you, it is qurba, and for you, it will be a tax. It's all about your perspective on how you look at it.
والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وممن حولكم من الأعراب منافقون ومن أهل المدينة مردوا على النفاق لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم إن الله غفور رحيم خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون وآخرون مرجون لأمر الله إما يعذبهم وإما يتوب عليهم والله عليم حكيم.
الله أكبر. Such beautiful verses of the Quran. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, O Muhammad, اعملوا, tell the people, work, do actions, do righteous deeds. Why? فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah will see what you do. Allah will see what you do. The thing we have to remember is who's watching. At all times, who's watching the righteous deeds? Whenever we're almost stuck in a sin, who's watching? Allah says, فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The mu'mineen, the rasul and the mu'mineen will see the action that you do. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ. And then you're going to go back to عَلِمَ الْغَيْبِ, the knower of the unseen, and he will tell you about that which you did. Lastly, brothers and sisters on this page, we have the profound verse about the fada'il and the virtues of the muhajir and the ansar. Brothers and sisters, the Sahaba are broken mostly up into, the foremost Sahaba are broken up into two categories. The Muhajir and the Ansar. These are As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon. These are the forefront, foremost, those who came first in the deen. Allah says, Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And this is a warning for us that if Allah is pleased with them, that we should be pleased with them too. Abdullah, Allah explains what He has prepared for them. I want to ask you a question. Why do the Sabiqoon and Awwaloon have such a high status? What is it that got them to that level? What is it? What is that primary thing? You know what it is? They came first. And because they came first, they sacrificed. They sacrificed when sacrifice was hard. And because of their sacrifices, Islam was built on top of that. And so give respect to those who came first. Straight up, give respect to those who came first in your community, in your families. You know, respect those who came first because they laid down groundwork that made life easy for you. And so this is the verse that speaks about the fada'il of the early Muhajir and Ansar. And we should love them, respect and venerate all of them, inshallah ta'ala.
والذين اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين وإرصادا لمن حارب الله ورسوله من قبل وليحلفن إن أردنا إلا الحسنى والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين أفمن أسس بنيانه على تقوى من الله ورضوان خير أم من أسس بنيانه على شفا جرف هار فانهار به في نار جهنم والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون أو يقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
On this page, brothers and sisters, we're informed about a very interesting scenario that happened. And I'll tell it to you as briefly as I can so that we can keep up with our pace, inshallah ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا So understand this. There was a man by the name of Abu Amr al-Rahib. He had converted to Christianity and he was amongst the inhabitants of Medina before the Prophet ﷺ even arrived there. This person was staunchly against Islam. He didn't like Islam. He didn't like the Muslims being there. And that was clear. He, in fact, is the same one who dug a ditch on Uhud mountain areas, the mountain area, so that the Prophet ﷺ or someone from the Muslims could fall in a ditch. And the Prophet ﷺ was the one who actually ended up falling into that ditch that Abu Amr al-Rahib dug himself. The point is this. He had built some correspondence with the Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor was learning about what was happening in the Muslims down there, and he was keeping a close eye on it. And he told Abu Amr that, look, we're going to launch an attack on these Muslims, but we need you to set up a station, a base that could be, you know, somewhere where we could gather people and get information and weapons and hide things like that. So what did Abu Amr al-Rahib do and his counterpart? What did they do? They built a masjid. They built a masjid. And they even asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can you come and bless this masjid? Subhanallah. Now, the Prophet ﷺ didn't know there were many masjids in Medina. MashaAllah, many masjids. So the Prophet had intention. On the way back from Tubuk, same time, the Prophet ﷺ gets revelation about the ill intent. These verses were revealed. The Prophet ﷺ said, forget going there to pray. As we go past, we're destroying that masjid. Why? This is the masjid. What was their intention? Dirar, harm, kufr, disbelief. And tafriq bayn al-mu'mineen. They just wanted to split up the believers. Wa irsad. And they wanted to set up a place where they can launch an attack from. So subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't always get fooled by the external. Sometimes you gotta look deeper to see what's real, the real deal. Don't judge a book always by its cover. This was a masjid, but it wasn't a masjid. The true masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one, usisa ala taqwa. The base, the foundation. You can't see a foundation. Usisa ala taqwa. It was built on taqwa. That is the primary thing that runs through the entire thing. Consciousness of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Faddal.
التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم وما كان الله ليضل قوما بعد إذ هداهم حتى يبين لهم ما يتقون إن الله بكل شيء عليم إن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم.
On this page, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about something that's very dear to many of us who have converted to Islam. What do you do when you leave behind people from your family who haven't accepted the haqq? Or what do you do about people in your family who maybe have left the deen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through what you're going through. Take a lesson from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Abu Talib, his own uncle, he would not accept Islam. It was his beloved uncle. And when he passed away and he did not accept Islam, even though he knew it was the truth, but the social influences upon him did not allow him to accept Islam. But when he accepted Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made an oath. He said, I'm going to keep seeking forgiveness for him. I'm going to keep seeking forgiveness for him. And the verse was revealed that, O Muhammad, ma kana lin-nabi wal-ladhina amanu an yastaghfiru lil-mushrikeen. That, O Muhammad, you or none of your followers can seek forgiveness for someone who dies on kufr. You can't seek forgiveness for them. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى, even if they're your close family members and relatives. Imam Qurtubi, he says that this is a sign, an indication that you can make dua for their forgiveness while they're alive. You can make dua for their guidance and forgiveness while they're alive, inshallah ta'ala. But here's an example that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggled with in his life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to read that benefit and think about over the pain that he was going through, because many of us go through that very same pain in our lives. Fadl.
وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا إن الله هو التواب الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه. ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون.
This page begins with a interesting story. It's a very long story, so I won't have the time to really break it down, but I'll try to give us the main parts of it. When it came to the people that didn't go for the Battle of Tabuk, like I said, there were some who just didn't want to go, but there were some who really wanted to go. There was another category of people who wanted to go, but they procrastinated. They procrastinated and procrastinated and procrastinated, and before you know it, it was too late for them to go. But they wanted to. They were sincere. One of them was Ka'b ibn Malik. Now his story, this وَعَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, when these three people, three of the Sahaba who were sincere, when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, they didn't offer an excuse. They just said, Ya Rasulullah, we have no excuse. We messed up. We should have went. I procrastinated. It was my fault. The Prophet ﷺ, he looked at them and he said, okay, go. Allah will decide regarding you. Then the Prophet was informed, tell the whole Medina to boycott these people for 40 days. This is when Ka'b ibn Malik, he says, the earth shrunk on me. I felt so alone. I felt so isolated. And this was kind of their tarbiyah, their training for what they had did wrong. The munafiqeen who just came and said, oh, we had an excuse. The Prophet said, may Allah forgive you. Go ahead. You can go. Good job. But for these, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no. No one can talk to them for 40 days. After the 40 days, finally, these verses were revealed, telling about their situation. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. After they went through this kind of punishment, tab Allah, Allah turned back to them. Allah turned back to them. It's a beautiful story. Again, we can't tell the whole story, but khair, we get the kind of gist of what was happening. Jazakumullah khair. Fadl.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قاتلوا الذين يلونكم من الكفار وليجدوا فيكم غلظة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين وإذا ما أنزلت سورة فمنهم من يقول أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا فأما الذين آمنوا فزادتهم إيمانا وهم يستبشرون وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون أولا يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرة أو مرتين ثم لا يتوبون ولا هم يذكرون وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى بعض هل يراكم من أحد ثم انصرفوا صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
ما شاء الله. The last two verses of this surah are very powerful verses, and it's very important for anyone who is calling to the way of Allah, influencing anyone, coaching anyone to understand some of the characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ in this verse. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet ﷺ as azizun alayhi ma anittum. Whatever hurts you pains him, troubles him, meaning he felt the pain that others were going through. This is the highest point in the source of all altruistic acts, which is empathy. The Prophet felt what pained you. He was hurt by it. Harisun alaykum. He wanted good for you. See, you can't have one without the other. You have to want good for people, but you also have to feel their pain. And you can't just feel their pain without wanting good for them. You have to combine them both, because you'll feel their pain, but you'll keep pushing them towards what's good for them, inshallah ta'ala. It's a beautiful verse describing the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've come to the conclusion of Surah At-Tawbah. Alhamdulillah, we've completed another Surah of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, just listening to another Surah of the Quran is a ni'mah, a great blessing to hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We now begin Surah to Yunus. Surah to Yunus, the tone is going to switch, brothers and sisters. The tone is going to switch because it's a Makki surah. And a Makki surah means we're going to be talking about in this surah the emphasis on returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the emphasis on the objections that the Meccans made against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I want you to notice the switch in the tone. What Allah speaks about in Mecca was different than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Medina. So let's go forward with surah to Yunus, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah.
ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه ذلكم الله ربكم فاعبدوه أفلا تذكرون إليه مرجعكم جميعا وعد الله حقا إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون.
فضل.
إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون أولئك مأواهم النار بما كانوا يكسبون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون وإذا مس الإنسان الضر دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما فلما كشفنا عنه ضره مر كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مسه كذلك زين للمسرفين ما كانوا يعملون. ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون.
In the first page of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many of his signs. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all around us, and he speaks about the sun, the moon, and all of these things that are created to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this page that we read right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, you know what? There are two reactions. There are two groups that look at these signs and respond differently. The first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرَجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Indeed, there are people who see these signs, but here are the qualities of these people. La yarjuna liqa. They don't look forward to meeting Allah. They don't look forward to meeting Allah. Waradu bil hayati dunya. And they are content. They are happy. They are pleased with this worldly life. What does it mean to be waradu bil hayati dunya? Well, the believer isn't home yet. And you ever been traveling for a very long time and all you really want to do is get home? Well, that's the way the believer is with Jannah. We're tired of this dunya. It's been nice. It's been fun. It's been good. You know, all of those things. We've had happy days. But you know what? I'm tired. I want to go home. That's the believer's mentality. Even when you're on a journey, in the back of your mind, it's sitting, I'm not home yet. That's the quality that these people are missing. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطَمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. Not only that, They're comfortable. They're comfortable. Bro, you're on vacation. Why are you so comfortable? You're leaving in 2 weeks. Oh, no, don't worry. We get comfortable here. Mm-mm. The believer is worried, focused on what? That I'm going back home soon. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And they are completely heedless. This is the first group. And then Allah speaks of the second group. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who see the signs. And when they see the signs, they respond accordingly and it increases their belief in Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Fadla.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا أَتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح المجرمون ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله قل أتنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا في الأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون وما كان الناس إلا أمة واحدة فاختلفوا ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم فيما فيه يختلفون ويقولون لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه فقل إنما الغيب لله فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
I just want to reflect on one verse that came at the beginning, verse number 15. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Again, that same quality comes back. Those who don't look forward to meeting Allah, they say, إِتِّي بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا. You know, we believe, but, you know, bring a different Quran than this one. Bring a different Quran than this one. أَوْبَدِّلْ. Or just change it a little bit. Here's the key. Everyone listening, just take this. There's a pioneer da'i in America. I believe it is the statement of Imam Zayd Shaker. He says something very powerful. He says, come to Islam as you are. Come to Islam as it is, as you are. I hope I got that right. Come to Islam as it is, as you are. So amazing thing that don't try to change the deen. Change yourself. The deen is perfect. It's you that has to make yourself love the deen. Find, see the beauty. What is it in me stopping me and wanting me to change the deen? So this is a beautiful verse that says, all they say is, they say, oh, just change the Quran a bit. The Prophet ﷺ was told, say to them, ma yakunu li an ubaddilahu. I can't change this. This isn't mine to change. It's not mine. I can't change this. This is the deen. This is what Allah revealed. I can't change it. I'm sorry. I don't have that prerogative. It's not within the scope of my responsibilities. That's a bit above me, right? So realize, we ask Allah, if there's something in Islam that I can't quite wrap my mind around, first thing, sami'na wa ata'na, I submit and I obey. Secondly, I ask Allah for tawfiq. Ya Allah, clean my heart so that the deen is beautiful to me, ya Allah. Show me the beauty of the deen, ya Allah. Make that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Allah will open our hearts, inshallah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Faddal.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً مِّن بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءٍ مَّسَّتْهُمْ إِذَا لَهُم مَّكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَعُ مَكْرًا إِنَّ رُسُلَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
In Meccan surahs and in Medini surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly reminds us of the reality of the dunya. The temporal nature of the dunya is something that a believer is constantly reminded of, that you're not home, this is just a temporary place. And Allah gives many examples of that, and we've just read one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a parable of farmland and crops that you work on them until the earth looks beautiful. You look at all of these crops, it looks amazing, mashallah, all this food here, wazayyanat, and you think, oh, I have so much control over all of this harvest. And then what happens? Fall comes. And when fall comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let me show you now who's really in charge. I'm in charge. Then what happens? Allah makes it as if it's nothing. It was never there before. As if it wasn't there before. And so the reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just telling us, remember the dunya is temporal. Don't get comfortable in the dunya. Don't set your hopes up in the dunya. Where should your hopes be? Look at the next verse. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam wa yahdi man yasha. Allah calls to the abode of peace. Imam Zamakhshari, he says that Allah calls everyone, but only those who are guided will enter into it. Allah give us tawfiq to enter.
للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة ما لهم من الله من عاصم كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا مكانكم أنتم وشركاؤكم فزيلنا بينهم وقال شركاؤهم ما كنتم إيانا تعبدون فكفى بالله شهيدا بيننا وبينكم إن كنا عن عبادتكم لغافلين هنالك تبلو كل نفس ما أسلفت وردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أم من يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنى تصرفون كذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين فسقوا أنهم لا يؤمنون.
Beautiful. This subhanAllah, the beauty of the Quran and the Meccan surahs is just so profound, the way Allah speaks to us in such powerful forms. In this verse, I'll just reflect very briefly, verse 31 that we just recited. Allah says, who is the one that provides from the heavens and the earth, and the one who controls hearing and sight, and who brings life from death and from death from life? Wa may yudabbiru al-amr, who puts all of this universe into order? Fasiyaquluna Allah, they will say Allah when you ask that question. Faqul, so then ask them, afala tattaqun, will you not then be conscious of him? Will you not live your lives then according to God's way if you just said yes? Then Allah says, fadhalikum Allah, the power in that statement, fadhalikum, that is Allah. What is Allah? What I just said, controlling sight, controlling hearing, controlling, that's Allah. The power in the verses, Rabbukum al-Haq, he is your true Lord. And then Allah says, here's the question, rhetorical. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. What's after truth? What is there besides truth other than falsehood? It's either true or false. So where do you stand? فَأَنَّا تُسْرَفُونَ. Where are you going? Why are you turned away? Powerful verses. The imagery that is created in these verses is just extremely powerful and beautiful. Go ahead, Bismillah.
قل هل من شركائكم من يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده قل الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده فأنى تؤفكون قل هل من شركائكم من يهدي إلى الحق قل الله يهدي للحق أفمن يهدي إلى الحق أحق أن يتبع أم من لا يهدي إلا أن يهدى فما لكم كيف تحكمون وما يتبع أكثرهم إلا ظنا إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا إن الله عليم بما يفعلون وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين أم يقولون افتراه قل فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين بل كذبوا بما لم يحيطوا بعلمه ولما يأتهم تأويله كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين ومنهم من يؤمن به ومنهم من لا يؤمن به وربك أعلم بالمفسدين وإن كذبوك فقل لي عملي ولكم عملكم أنتم بريئون مما أعمل وأنا بريء مما تعملون ومنهم من يستمعون إليك أفأنت تسمع الصم ولو كانوا لا يعقلون
فضل فضل فضل
ومنهم من ينظر إليك أفأنت تهدي العمي ولو كانوا لا يبصرون إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن أكثر الناس أنفسهم يظلمون ويوم يحشر إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن الناس أنفسهم يظلمون ويوم يحشرهم كأن لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من النهار يتعارفون بينهم قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله وما كانوا مهتدين وإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا مرجعهم ثم الله شهيد على ما يفعلون ولكل أمة رسول فإذا جاء رسولهم قضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل لا أملك لنفسي ضرا ولا نفعا إلا ما شاء الله لكل أمة أجل إذا جاء أجلهم فلا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون قل أرأيتم إن أتاكم عذابه بياتا أو نهارا ماذا يستعجل منه المجرمون أثم إذا ما وقع آمنتم به الآن وقد كنتم به تستعجلون ثم قيل للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب الخلد هل تجزون إلا بما كنتم تكسبون ويستنبئونك أحق هو قل إي وربي إنه لحق وما أنتم بمعجزين.
There was one verse we recited which is, it really puts things in perspective. A lot of life is about perspective. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, there are two things I want you to think about. He changes our focus and he changes our perspective. Those are the main things that really determine how you live life. Focus and perspective. And so here, perspective is being focused on. Huh, you like that? Perspective focused on. But يَوْمَ نَأْيَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَعَةً. The day that they're gathered, it will be as if they only were there for an hour or a small portion of the day. Like what? All of this life will feel like it was just an hour or two from the day? That's perspective. That means if you're going through difficulties, it's very short. Don't worry. That means if you're living in luxury, it's very short. Don't worry. And يَتَعَارَفُونَ, Allah says, but they'll recognize one another on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They'll see each other. I remember him. I remember her. I remember him. I remember her. Everyone will recognize each other on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Go ahead, فضل.
ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون ألا إن لله ما في السماوات والأرض ألا إن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون هو يحيي ويميت وإليه ترجعون يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون قل أرأيتم ما أنزل الله لكم من رزق فجعلتم منه حراما وحلالا قل الله أذن لكم أم على الله تفترون وما ظن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب يوم القيامة إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثرهم لا يشكرون وما تكون في شأن وما تتنو منه من قرآن ولا تعملوا من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين.
Just one verse I want to reflect on, which is verse number 58. Allah says, قل say, O Muhammad, بفضلالله, rejoice in the bounty of Allah, the mercy of Allah. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. That is the thing that should bring joy to your heart. That is the thing that should make us happy. وَهُوَ, that, the fadl, the mercy, the bounty, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. That is better than all of the material possessions you could possess. That is all the materials you can gather together. The mercy and bounty from God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than all of that. Go ahead, fadl.
ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, as I said before, he reminds us fear can control us, brothers and sisters. Fear can control us, so let our fear, ultimate fear, be our fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. If our fear is directed there, then all of the other subsequent fears go away. It's a higher fear that will take away lower fears. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ala inna awliya," the people who are close to Allah, there's no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ There's no sadness upon them. In this verse, in the next, Allah speaks about two qualities, fear and sadness. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ Don't be grieved, don't be sad, don't be disturbed by what they say, and don't fear them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ The people who are the friends of Allah have no khawf upon them. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا For them is nothing but glad tidings in this world and the akhirah. May Allah make us of those who are the awliya and friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars say, whenever 40 people come together, at least one of them is a wali of Allah. At least one of them is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we have about 300 with us, so I'm sure we have tons of awliya with us today, inshallah ta'ala. Fadda.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ قُضُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنظِرُونَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فكذبوه فنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك وجعلناهم خلائف وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المنذرين ثم بعثنا من بعده رسلا إلى قومهم فجاءوهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا به من قبل كذلك نطبع على قلوب المعتدين ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى وهارون إلى فرعون وملئه بآياتنا فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا إن هذا لسحر مبين قال موسى أتقولون للحق لما جاءكم أسحر هذا ولا يفلح الساحرون قالوا أجئتنا لتلفتنا عما وجدنا عليه آباءنا وتكون لكم
Here we're introduced with the story of Moses, the story of Noah, Nuh, and the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, "Watlu alayhim," tell them about the story of Noah when he said to his people, if my standing here preaching and reminding you is difficult for you, فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ I trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَجْمِئُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ We're reminded, the Prophet is being reminded of two great prophets of Allah because it was difficult for him in Mecca. In Mecca, it was hard. There was a lot of animosity against him. So he's being reminded. There were people who were like, stop standing up, Muhammad, and talking about this stuff. We don't want to hear it. And so the Prophet is being reminded, guess what? Noah, the same thing was said to him. Fadda. تفضل
فقال فرعون ائتوني بكل ساحر عليم فلما جاء السحرة قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه على خوف من فرعون وملئهم أن يفتنهم وإن فرعون لعالي في الأرض وإنه لمن المسرفين وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين فقالوا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين وأوحينا إلى موسى وأخيه أن تبوأ لقومكما بمصر بيوتا واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا طمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يرى
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us this last verse we just read that the economic situation of the world is in his hands. Musa said in this verse that, oh Allah, he realized the cause of these people's arrogance. He said, Ya Allah, innaka atayta fir'auna wa mala'ahu zinatan wa amwalan. Ya Allah, you gave them so much money. This is the cause of their rebellious nature. Their economic, finance situation was amazing. And so Allah, Musa alayhi salatu, he says, Rabbana atmis, Ya Allah, just bring down their economic situation. Ala amwalihim, washdud alayhim, make it a little harder for them. Why is it? This may seem harsh. It may be seeming mean. Why is he making dua to destroy the economic situation? Why? He knows and understands. If they're humbled by a calamity, maybe some of them will come to the truth. So he wants their guidance. They won't believe until they realize they're brought down a bit. Bismillah, Fadda.
قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولا تكونن من الذين كذبوا بآيات الله فتكون من الخاسرين إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
In verse number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful picture of the moment when Pharaoh was drowned. He was full of pride and he felt he controlled everything. Even when the sea split, he told the people, I did this. And as he's going through, the water comes down. And then at that moment, he says, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ آمَنْتُ I believe. لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I'm a Muslim. Allah says, الآن? Now? Now? Now's not the time. It's too late now. وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Now you want to say that? SubhanAllah, the rhetoric of the Quran is just beautiful how Allah speaks to us. فضل, فضل.
فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين. وما كان لنفس أن تؤمن إلا بإذن الله ويجعل الرجس على الذين لا يعقلون. قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون. فهل ينتظرون إلا مثل أيام الذين خلوا من قبلهم قل فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين. ثم ننجي رسلنا والذين آمنوا كذلك حقا علينا ننجي المؤمنين. قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين. وأن أقم وجهك للدين حنيفا ولا تكونن من المشركين. ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الظالمين.
فنشت السورة بسمه فنشت السورة.
وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم. قل يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الحق من ربكم فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنا عليكم بوكيل. واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this surah, and we'll stop here. I think for the next reciter, they can start from the surah. It will be more complete inshallah ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says واتبع. Simple. The Quranic advice is simple. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. O Muhammad, follow what was revealed to you. Just follow it. Just follow. And wasbir. Have patience. Have patience. حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ. Until Allah decides. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. He is the best of deciders. He is the best of deciders. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight and letting us be a part of your night in Ramadan. These nights are very precious. Every moment of it is unimaginable what it's worth. And for you to spend that time with Qalam, it means so much. And so we're happy to be with you. We are blessed to be with you. Please make dua for us. Please donate to our institution so that we can continue to do these things. Jazakum Allahu khair for spending tonight with us, inshallah ta'ala. The night is young. Spend the night in ibadah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to my student, Malik, Ahsant. May Allah accept from you and increase you in khair, inshallah ta'ala. And may you pass your exams at Qalam Seminary, inshallah.
Ameen.
Jazakum Allahu khair, everyone. Thank you so much again for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'll see you tomorrow night, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Malik. See you, inshallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.